In the gospel reading today, we hear about this man who comes to ask for the healing of his son. Obviously, something that is very reasonable and which I think any parent would have no problem with. However, our Lord says something that is very important, not only for the context, but for all of us. He says that unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. In other words, the question was this man coming down just so that his son would be healed? Or was he coming down looking for something else? Remember Herod, when he was longing to see Jesus and said, I was hoping you'd work some kind of a sign or wonder. You know, I wanted to see this. And how often we put God to the test. We know that we want something good, but we kind of want him to prove himself somehow. As if we need proof. If we go back into the Old Testament, where some proof, I suppose you could say, might have been necessary, it's when the people, after being in slavery for 430 years, didn't know the Lord. And so he had to show himself. So he showed himself in the 10 plagues. He showed himself in the various miracles that happened, the opening of the sea and the people walking through. And then all of the extraordinary things that happened at Mount Sinai. But then remember when Elijah went back to Mount Sinai, which is also called Mount Horeb, that he climbed that very mountain where all of those amazing things happened. God was there in the dark cloud. He was there in the thunder. He was there in the trumpet blast. All of the earthquake, all the things that happened. Now Elijah goes to the same place, and all those things happen. There was the wind, there was the earthquake, there was all these things that were going on. God was not in any of them, only in the tiny little whisper. God didn't need to prove himself to be all-powerful. He needed to be understood and recognized for who he was. He dwells within. We don't need signs and wonders. Our Lord came into this world and he worked signs and wonders. Once again, for the same reason, so that we would know that he really is who he said that he was. So now our question is, does he really need to prove himself? He already did. Just as we can look at what happened in ancient Israel, we can say, well, but by the time Elijah lived, I mean, this was like 1,000 years later. I mean, the people hadn't seen all these signs and wonders. Did they need to? If they're going to profess their faith in God, we don't need signs and wonders. All we need is faith, which is the interesting part that we hear in the gospel. It said, the man believed and went his way. Suddenly, he didn't need signs and wonders. Suddenly, he was willing simply to accept. Jesus spoke, and it happened. Now, he still needed the evidence of it, so when the people came and said, well, it happened at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or the seventh hour, he knew that that was exactly the time Jesus had said, or had done this. But nonetheless, prior to that, he still turned around and walked away believing. Remember, he came and asked Jesus to come with him to heal his son. Jesus simply said, your son lives. And so for all of us, now it's a matter of looking at our own faith. Do I have that confidence in the Lord? Do I have that trust in God? Or am I really kind of hoping that he's going to do something to show a sign or a wonder of some sort? He's all powerful. He can do anything that he wants. If he wants to work a sign or a wonder, that's up to him. But it's not what we should be looking for. We just need to have faith. We have to have trust. We have to have confidence because of who he is. He doesn't need to prove himself to us because he already has. And if you want the greatest sign or wonder that there could ever be, it's right there in the Holy Eucharist. That's greater, in a sense, than what our Lord did on the cross and even in the resurrection, because he's there in a way that we can't see it. He's there in a way that requires faith. He's there in a way that is indeed the crucifixion and the resurrection and the glorification. So what greater sign or wonder do we need? We have the Lord Jesus in our midst. We have him right there, 24 hours a day. We don't need fireworks, because even the works of our Lord are nothing compared to our Lord himself. So if we have our Lord, why are we looking for anything else? If he wants to do wonderful things, he can do wonderful things. That's up to him. We just simply need to know that he's there, to love him, to have confidence and trust in him. So a great thing for all of us to look at, because I think our natural inclination is to say, I'm not looking for signs and wonders. Yeah, let's look a little deeper and ask the question, is that really the case? So it's a great challenge for all of us just to have the faith that this man had, to believe in who the Lord is, to believe in the power of his word, to have no doubt, to have total confidence and trust in the Lord.